Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and this week we've been talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God that Jesus came to reveal, the mysteries that were hidden for ages, as St. Paul tells us, in the heart of God the Father. And over time, and calling the people of Israel through Abraham and Moses and the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the rest that through the Old Testament into the New Testament, there's a gradual building and process of revealing, of revelation, of that which could not be accessed simply by human effort. But the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the plan of God was being revealed step by step. God was drawing back the veil, revealing himself, his mind, his nature, his commandments, his plan, and in the midst of us, telling us who we are, what we were called to be, why we were brought into existence, and what existence is all about in the first place. And it builds and builds until, as St. Paul said in Galatians, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son into the world. When time was pregnant with its fulfillment, when the full delivery of God's plan that was hidden is meant to be revealed. And in Jesus Christ, all the darkness, all the inability to see is removed, and in Jesus is the fullness of God's word to his creation. And to us in particular, human beings who bear the image of God. That's why Jesus became one of us. In Jesus, you can think about this, Jesus is God's word. The first thing you'd say was, what is God's word? Well, everyone knows it's in the Bible, but God's word in its perfection is a person. It's Jesus. John's gospel tells us, the first chapter, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made through him, and nothing was made that ever, you know, that has been made. I didn't say that completely perfectly, but I think you know what I mean. And he goes, and in him was light. In Jesus was the light. And that light that was in Jesus is life, is the life of God that was in Jesus that entered his own creation. And the light is the knowledge of God, seeing God, hearing, listening, Jesus opening up the full truth and revealing the truth of who God is in his own person, in his deeds, in his words, and who he is. And then he comes to tell us and to show us that this mystery that's revealed in him, ultimately Jesus' victory over the power of sin and death, the mystery that the Messiah, Savior, that he was a Savior, and that the kind of Savior he was one who was to come and lay down his life and become a living sacrifice, to become sin, to die for us, to enable all that separates us from God to be dealt with. One of us giving to God the Father the radical obedience and love, the total surrender, abandonment and trust, sonship revealed in Jesus and accomplished for the sake of the human race and all who die in Christ and share in his victory. And of course, the mystery of Christ rising from the dead and entering into glory, which we've talked about the first few programs this week from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. And so the mystery of God's plan was revealed in Jesus. And then St. Paul, and now we're going to begin to touch on the parables that the church gives us in readings this week, starts a series of parables from Matthew chapter 13. And the parable of the sower, which you've probably heard many times, we're going to take a look at today and tomorrow. But just a little background first. You know, Jesus uses parables. It's a teaching method, a particular one of using, like comparing two things, often very concrete things. Makes a comparison to make a point, to reveal something. The word parable, I think, is used 48 times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Jesus is using these familiar images so anybody can access what he's saying. He does it in very simple, concrete language. But there's also a mysterious thing happening when Jesus teaches the parables. Because you'll see, like in the parable of the sower, big crowd gathered. Jesus is talking to all kinds of people, including religious leaders, and some people whose hearts are open, some people whose hearts are hardened, some people are humble, disposed, you know, hearts are disposed in humility and they're open to teaching. And there's a certain being poor in spirit that they have, but there's also proud, arrogant, hard-hearted people present. So Jesus, he said when he began his ministry, said he came forward and he told us later, he said that his calling, his purpose was to proclaim the kingdom of God through what he said, what he did, who he was. And so what he's revealing and what the mystery is, first of all, is the kingdom, is God's rule, God's dominion, God's authority. God's, by the way, incontestable authority and rule. It's helpful to just remember that sometimes when it can seem like the world that opposes him is so strong and overwhelming, that the powers of evil are so strong and overwhelming. They're not. It's good to get a cosmic zoom to kind of back up a little bit and remember, look at the whole cosmos. Cosmos is what? Like now they say 200 billion galaxies, something like that. And the galaxies are so unbelievably gigantic, it's hard to even put words on them. You know, it's just so spectacular. The cosmos is so profoundly massive and almost itself is a kind of mystery, right? But it's so beautiful. It's powerful. It's mysterious in itself. It's disturbing as well. And it's just a little glimpse. God spoke and it all became into being. And remember, the earth is one little tiny, tiny grain of sand out here in this Milky Way galaxy. And we are creatures in a battle with creatures. Satan's not God. The demons are not God. He's a fallen angel. He's a creature. So God's kingdom cannot be shaken. It will never happen. You can be shaken. I can be shaken. The earth, this planet, inhabited by the people on this planet can be shaken, certainly. But keep it in perspective. We're talking about the great and holy God. And so he sent forth his son, the eternally begotten son, and he comes to teach us about God the Father and their home, heaven, their kingdom, the rule of God, and the call that we're given and the invitation that we're given to come. And so Jesus goes forward to reveal it. And he does it by using parables because he wants to reveal it to the hearts who are ready to receive it. And he wants to conceal it from those who are opposing him. And the more they know is going to be even more trouble for them because they're not receiving it and they'll have more to account for. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Jesus conceals it a bit from them. So the mysteries of the kingdom. These are fundamentally scriptural truths about God's kingdom and about God's plan in Christ that are not fully revealed in the Old Testament. But as St. Paul said, we meditated in the first couple of days this week on why that is, and back to Colossians. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the program, friends, on Monday and Tuesday, go ahead and download the Renewal Ministries app that we have. It's, you know, it's free. You can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient for you. And if you're being touched by these programs, Sister Ann's, our YouTubes, and whatever else we're doing, get the word out to other people, encourage them to download the Renewal Ministries app as well and listen to it. And for those who have hardened hearts, the parable talks about Jesus said, seeing they do not see, seeing they do not see, even though they saw the miracles of Jesus, even though they heard the words of Jesus, they couldn't see the real Jesus. They couldn't receive what he had to say. They saw and heard things physically, but they didn't see them and hear them spiritually. And therefore, it never took root. We're going to see in the parables that today's parable, the parable of the sower, that it lands the seed, the word about the kingdom that Jesus brings, lands on different kind of soil. And that soil you could talk about is like the condition of the human heart that receives it. And it's so important, friends, for that seed to keep being sowed and to pray that people's hearts will be softened because their eternal destiny is at stake. This is not just flowery, poetic, wonderful ways to talk, poetic ways to talk about things. This is Jesus and God's plan and God's way of bringing forth the reality of a way of salvation for the world. The parable of the sower. Parables of the kingdom. There's actually seven parables in this section of Matthew's gospel. And the whole chapter begins this way. On the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, a great multitude were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. So that's kind of an image of the teacher, the wise teacher, you know, the sitting on the chair. That's just the way, the very, very strong Old Testament image, but not even beyond people of Israel themselves, but it was just the wise man, the philosopher would sit and begin to teach. And so Jesus is teaching now about dimensions of the kingdom of God. And a whole multitude stood on the shore and listened. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. And so just to review the parables that are in this section. The first parable is about the four soils we talked about. The second parable is wheat and tares, weeds and wheat, and how they grow up together. The third parable is about the mustard seed. And the fourth parable is about leaven. So both talk about a dynamic that the kingdom starts very small and it grows very large. And God sees it and sees it perfectly and he watches over it. We can't always see it fully. Parable 5 is the treasure that's hidden in the field. Parable 6 is the pearl of great price. Those are two beautiful, simple little parables Jesus uses to both communicate the inestimable value of the kingdom and that it's actually not seen by most people. I'll explain that when we look at the parable. Parable 7 is the dragnet where, you know, in the end, when judgment comes, God's thrown out a big net. He's going to drag everybody together in a net, like a fisherman, like St. Peter dragged in his net. And there will be two kinds of people there. It's a little bit like the wheat and the tares. And a final judgment is going to take place. Now, the parable of the sower. Behold, a sower went out to sow. This is Matthew 13, verses 1 through 8. Some seed fell on the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And so what we have here, you know, there's the four types of soil, the wayside, the stony places, the thorns, and the good ground. Just to review, the wayside, the seed fell in the path, Jesus will say later, where birds ate them before they germinated. So number 2, stony places. Seed falls on stony ground. It grows quickly, but it doesn't have the depths and the roots and the necessary, you know, sort of moisture or sunshine, whatever's needed for it to get deep enough roots to be able to thrive. But instead, it dies. The third one is the seed that is thrown among thorns. And it's choked off by the bushes that squeeze the young plant. Those plants that around it are robbing it of its necessary light, its nourishment, whatever it needs, and it too dies. And of course, the good ground, it fell on good soil, and it produced a great crop. So tomorrow we're going to be in the program looking at how Jesus described to the apostles what those four different kinds of soil meant and what it means even today. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.